Amy Cook on WNKU playing tonight. Lucinda Williams opening the show for her. You said you've been out with her for a week, or you're going to be out for a week. What's the plan?
Both, here? Actually. We've been out for a little over a week, and we'll be out for another, I think, maybe a week and a half or two.
That's got to be fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
Get in front of a whole different audience like that?
Yeah, and just to watch that band play every night and just, you know, take it all in.
And you get in free. Right?
Exactly.
You get to go to the show for free, man.
That's right.
I mean,
side stage every night. Yeah, it's beautiful to watch.
Yeah, you have a really good seat, too, because you're right on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal.
It's a real great way to learn.
Alejandro Escovedo, a visitor here and a frequent, just one of our favorites, nicest guy in the world. You never hear anything bad about that guy. Everybody in the music business, you always, Alejandro, nice dude. And he doesn't do a lot of production stuff. How did you get him to produce your last record? What did you twist his arm? Or he's kind of got a pretty busy career.
Yeah, well, he took me out on the road for a while. And, you know, when I opened, I'd just be in the back, you know, playing songs or whatever, and he'd be like, "Ooh, I like that one," or, you know, that chorus not so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so after a while, he just said, "Hey, we should make a record. I should produce your record." And I was like, "All right." And so I kind of just held him to it.
I didn't have
to twist his arm. He was
kind of being producer backstage anyway.
He was being producer. I was like, "Well, you're kind of telling me what to do with these songs anyway. Why don't we make it official?" So.
Now, was that your first record? Was that the first thing, Let the Light In?
No, I've kind of made a bunch of records along the way, just independently, and pressed them and sold them at shows or whatever.
From San Jose, from the Bay Area?
Uh-huh.
And a Giants fan?
San Francisco Giants, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I know the Reds are where it's at.
Yeah, red hot right now, too. 2.5 up in first place. We love it.
That's awesome.
A huge sports fan, people are telling me.
Yes.
Is that your sport, baseball?
I do love baseball. I'm also a basketball fan. And
what's your team?
My basketball team?
Yeah.
I'm the Thunder fan, man.
Okay.
And I bought the jersey before all this great year happened.
You were on the bandwagon way before. It was cool.
I was on the bandwagon before the bandwagon was cool. But, you know, Austin is pretty close to Oklahoma
City. OKC, yeah, it really is.
I couldn't get down with the Spurs. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I just couldn't do it.
And the Mavericks, no?
I don't know. You know, I lived in California too long. Sometimes you just can't.
Yeah.
Do it.
We're in the studio with Amy Cook, opening the show tonight for Lucinda Williams. Doors open at 7 tonight, Madison Theater in Covington. You guys want to do another one here?
Yeah, we'd love to. This song's called Getting to You, and it'll be on the new record.
Summer Skin, which is, we'll tell them, it's August.
The new record's called Summer Skin, and David played on it. Michelle Andigiocello played bass. Jonathan Wilson played some drums, and... Yeah, it's August 28th that comes out. So I wrote this song with my friend Ben Queller. It's called Getting to You.
Tell the stars to wake me when the night is ours. I've been so down. I need something to help me start. My heart keeps time with your boots on the sidewalk. We go whistling past the graveyard, and there's sharks in the water. But I've got my own ways of getting to you. Yours. Oh, everyone loves you, but I love you more. What can I do to prove it to you? My heart keeps time with your boots on the sidewalk. We go listen past the graveyard, and there's sharks in the water. I've got my own ways of getting to you. Ooh. There's sharks in the water. My heart keeps time. On the sidewalk we go whistling past the graveyard, and it's just beating harder. My own ways of getting to you.
Amy Cook, live in the studio on WNKU. She has the best website, too, amycook.com. That's, how'd you get that? That's got to be a tough one. There's a few Amy Cooks out there.
I got it a long time ago.
I was going to say, way early on. Good for you.
Yeah. Like 93, I think.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
When I was six.
Yeah, you were six. That's right. You live
I was
in
very technically savvy.
That's funny. You live in Austin, and just lately, like, we had Hayes Carl's Boys in last week, and then Band of Heathens tomorrow, and then Heartless Bastards, who you guys all do kind of know each other, right?
Yeah, Austin's really, really a tight-knit community of musicians, and yeah, it's great. I love the Heartless Bastards.
Yeah,
so sweet. They took me out on tour about a year and a half ago, and it was so much fun.
And you're preaching to the choir here. Yeah. We always, the Cincinnati band living in Austin, we still call them that. I think they're going to be there, though. I don't think they're going to come back for a while.
Yeah, I see.
I think we've lost
like
them.
They're pretty happy.
But
yeah,
they're doing really well, and we're excited for them.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's very cool. The new CD is called Summer Skin, and did you record it down there, or what did you?
I recorded parts of it in Austin. I made a lot of it in Los Angeles.
Anybody produce it that we'd know, or?
Craig Street made it. Mm-hmm. He did Chris Whitley Records.
I love
Chris. Michelle and Degiocelli.
Mm-hmm.
And Degiocello. And Nora Jones record. And a bunch of stuff. He's made a lot of good records. Yeah.
Did it take you a long time to write this?
It did take a lot of time to write it, yeah.
Okay.
But a lot more time than it took to record it.
Okay. I bet.
It took like 5 days to make it, to record it, and like a year to write it.
So. Do you keep notes? And I mean, how do you write a song? Do you hear a phrase and then like go back to that? And I know a lot of people keep 3x5 cards, some people, and
I make a lot of it on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
With the voice memos. Start there and then compile it and edit it and
see how it all fits together.
See what words come out, and yeah.
As James McMurtry says, it's got to fit the meter too, doesn't it?
It's got to fit the meter, that's right.
That's right.
He's a man of many words.
Yeah. And you do see him from time to time down there in Austin,
of course,
don't you?
Yes.
It is Amy Cook in the studio with us, and she's opening the show tonight for Lucinda Williams, Lou, as they call her. Doors open at 7, Madison Theater in Covington. Check her out at amycook.com. There's all kinds of cool stuff. The Graham Parsons tribute thing that you did. Are you? I'm sure you're a big Graham fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. There's some video of that show that was...
Where was that
at? South by Southwest.
Oh, it was a South by.
Okay. South by San Jose. Yeah, in the San Jose Hotel parking lot. And
cool.
It was a good time. There's a foundation that they... it was the kickoff event for the Graham Parsons Foundation.
So. Amy Cook, check her out, amycook.com. And tonight, Madison Theater. You guys want to take us out with one here?
Sure, we'd love to.
New one?
Yeah, we'll play a new one.
You can do whatever. I'm just asking.
Waiting for the World.
Yeah.
There we go.
This one's called Waiting for the World, then.
Seasons change all around you. You keep your ear to the ground, asking what if it's true. Well, what about you? Oh, waiting for the world to end. You don't want to face a stranger. You don't want to make a friend. See you lie there in your bed, listen to to the talking heads. Yeah, waiting for the world to end. Just waiting for the world to end. Yeah, waiting for the world. Oh, waiting for the world. Oh, waiting for the world.
Amy Cook on WNKU. You guys sound great together.
Thank you so much.
You got something good there, so stick with it. Opening the show tonight for Lucinda Williams at the Madison Theater, amycook.com. You can check her out. Summer Skin, the name of the new CD, next month, the end of next month, the 28th, that comes out. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you, Mark, man. My pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Amy Cook on WNKU. And